Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly shows at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, who's this?
This is Karen Cole in St. Paul.
Hey, how are things in St. Paul?
Good. Cold, though.
Yeah, it's getting that time of year. What do you do there?
I'm a lawyer.
You're a lawyer?
Right.
In St. Paul.
Right.
Have you been following... I hope you weren't listening earlier, but have you been following... The protests in Pakistan, which have been led for the most part by the lawyers of Pakistan?
Yes, and in fact we had our own little protest in front of our Supreme Court, and I went to it, and it was cold.
It was.
Yes.
And who did you bill for the protest?
Unfortunately, no one, and I hope the Pakistanis appreciate it.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Karen. Thanks for joining us. You are going to play our listener limerick challenge. That means that Carl right here is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you will be a winner.
Great.
All right, here is your first limerick.
The capuchin is tearing his hair. You've got grapes and you won't even share. Mom says, give it a rest. See, she loves you the best. Now I'm pouting. It just isn't
fair.
Right. So I'm sure you're all thinking... in your next business deal with a capuchin monkey, you'll be able to take that monkey to the cleaners, and it'll never know it. Not so. Turns out the little primates have a keen sense of justice. Researchers at Georgia State University did a study in which capuchins handed over a rock and were given a reward for doing so. Most of the capuchins were just given cucumber slices. Not great, not bad by capuchin standards, but then one of them arbitrarily given a grape. They love grapes. The other capuchins went nuts! Crazed with anger that one of them was treated better than the rest of them. All hell broke loose. Here's the worst part. As the chaos increased, some of the monkeys put on shirts and ties and offered to represent the wrong monkeys in lawsuits in return for 2/3 of the recovered grapes. I want you to know we prepared that joke before we knew you'd be calling.
Well, I appreciate it.
All right. Karen, here is your next limerick.
Of women's brains, men made a chart that shows body shape playing a part. Tiny waist, big behind, make a real brilliant mind. It's the curvy ones who are real
smart.
Very good. Curvy women, of course, this will not come as any surprise to you, but a new study by the universities of Pittsburgh and California shows that curvier women are likely to be smarter than their super skinny counterparts. According to the study, women with small waists, larger hips, are more likely to have omega-3 fats in their system, which incorporated into brain tissues can improve mental abilities of both the woman and her offspring. Kate Moss, the model, immediately critiqued the findings, saying through her publicist, quote, nuh-uh. Very good, Karen. Here is your last limerick.
Seeing Og, Big Uck's face grows quite ashen. Sweetie, yes, I know stripes are your passion. But dear, where have you been? This year, leopard is in. Neolithic babe, keep up with...
fashion.
Right!
Wow!
Very good! Archaeologists excavating a site in Serbia have made a remarkable discovery. They have unearthed ancient figurines that show that contrary to the stereotype of brow-ridged troglodytes wearing raw fur, the women of the Neolithic era were smoking hot babes with a keen sense of fashion. Said one researcher, quote, according to the figurines we found, young women were beautifully dressed like today's girls in short tops and miniskirts and wore bracelets around their arms, unquote. This finding gives some credence to the controversial theory that Stonehenge was not, in fact, a religious site, but, in fact, the remains of the food court at the Salisbury Plain Galleria.
So wait a minute. That means that Raquel Welch in 1 million BC was
historically accurate. Yes.
Wow.
They had to do research to find this?
Yeah, they had to dig around in an ancient Neolithic site and dig up these figurines.
I know the Flintstones. I already knew that they were fashionably clad babes back then. Remember Wilma's pearls?
I do. Enormous.
beauties.
I think they were rocks, though.
That's what was in, Peter.
Excuse me. Carol, how did Karen do in our quiz?
She was perfect, Peter. 3 correct answers, so Karen, you win our prize.
Well done.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.